This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Facebook versus conservatives. It's a theme we discussed last night with internet stars Diamond and Silk, who did get some good press today, and it came up on Capitol Hill during Senator Ted Cruz's questioning of Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg.
Gizmodo reported that Facebook had purposely and routinely suppressed conservative stories from trending news, has blocked a post of a Fox News reporter, has blocked over two dozen Catholic pages, and most recently blocked Trump supporters Diamond and Silk's page with 1.2 million Facebook followers after determining their content and brand were, quote, unsafe to the community. Are you aware of any ad or page that has been taken down from Planned Parenthood?
Senator, I'm not, but let me just...
How about moveon.org?
Sorry?
How about moveon.org?
I'm not specifically aware of those.
How about any Democratic candidate for office?
I'm not specifically aware. I mean, I'm not sure.
Joining me now for reaction is the American Spectator's Jeffrey Lord, continuing our Defending the First segment. Jeffrey, I thought that was a great exchange. He actually went on to say that he is concerned because Silicon Valley is very left, and he said it's a left of center, you know, place, and that's just what it is. And so he said we're very concerned about protecting and allowing all voices on the Facebook forum. But he didn't really have a good answer to Cruz, who he kind of met his match with Ted Cruz, about all these voices that are having trouble being heard. What was your reaction to that exchange?
Well, this is what concerns me. I mean, someone else on that panel asked him whether or not he could discuss the political leanings of his employees, and he said something to the effect that, well, he doesn't check them. The point is, Laura, he doesn't have to check them. He's getting his employees from a pool of people that he himself says are extremely left-leaning. That's what's going to happen here. And, you know, Laura, I have to laugh. This is the same argument that I was hearing when I was a teenager from people like Spiro Agnew, except it was about the technology of the day, which was CBS, ABC, and NBC. It is the same precise argument today, except we're dealing with Facebook or Google or Twitter or what have you. It doesn't change. What we're dealing with here are people who have a liberal bias, and Diamond and Silk, I could not believe that. I mean, I know Diamond and Silk. They're fabulous people. The notion that they are unsafe for the community, I mean, this is crazy. But that's the way the liberal mind works, and that's what you get.
Yeah, well, when they say
so the question is, how do we deal with it?
Yeah, exactly. We're going to get to that in a second. But when they say community, they mean the liberal community. They're offensive and unsafe
right
to the left-wing mindset that dominates in Silicon Valley and through most of California. And so they are very concerned about that. And they're very concerned about it catching on through perhaps increasing popularity of President Trump. And again, Zuckerberg, obviously he's a really smart guy, but he did not have good answers when it came to those questions of why are these examples of conservative organizations, Ted Cruz rattled them all off, not getting adequate a response on Facebook when they're like, whether followers are not getting their notices. Why is that happening? Facebook always gives some mumbo jumbo answer.
You don't get a
good response.
Right. And we need to be candid here. In the case of Diamond and Silk, if they were African-American women who were liberal, no one at Facebook would have blinked when they posted something. The fact that they're African-American women who love Donald Trump, that's not supposed to happen, and so therefore they've got to be curbed. That's the real problem.
it's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. In fact, we got even a fun video that we posted up over the weekend. A little Bruno Mars takeoff, a little Passover number that'll cause you to howl and hoot. Good fun. It's all right there. And not to mention a host of our sponsors that support and allow us to maintain our independence here on this radio show. And thank you so much for supporting them. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Good, bad, or indifferent. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. As I mentioned to you, an incredible story to share with you about Matthew Schreier. You may have seen him on TV recently. You may recall an interview on 60 Minutes a few years back. This is the first Westerner to escape an Al-Qaeda prison. And he has penned an explosive new book titled The Dawn Prayer, or How to Survive in a Secret Syrian Terrorist Prison, a memoir. Can you only imagine what he must have gone through? He recounts the harrowing and sometimes humorous. Yes, there's even humor, I guess, in the midst of this harrowing circumstance and tale of his imprisonment in Syria. And he tells the gripping story of how he became the first American ever to escape Al-Qaeda, along with explosive new tales about the FBI's mishandling of his case. Matthew Schreier, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, your story has captivated me and many of our listeners. Just how you tell them, of course, now you've got the book that's coming out. It releases tomorrow, The Dawn Prayer, or How to Survive in a Secret Syrian Terrorist Prison, a memoir. This is what happened to you, a former American war photographer. Explain to our audience how you ended up getting captured here.
Well, I was in Syria for 18 days inside and around Aleppo, photographing the combat between the Free Syrian Army and the government from the side of the FSA. And when I got everything that I was there for, I decided to leave. And that's when they got me, when I was 45 minutes from the Turkish border on my way home.
Mm-hmm. Now, were you with somebody, I mean, in some kind of accompanying detail, and they got you all, or were you all by yourself?
No, I was freelancing. So my fixer set me up with my fixer arranged accommodations with a host in Aleppo because he lived in a town right outside.
Right.
And that host with the cab driver who was driving me to the border set me up.
Oh, wow.
So I was only with the cab driver.
So you were set up and captured, and here it is, 45 minutes from the border, and now you're captured. What is your thought at this point?
Well, they took me from the car. They put me in the back of a Cherokee, pulled my hat down because it gets cold in Syria, and lead me forward and pressed the barrel of the rifle to my temple. Started moving. The whole abduction probably took a minute tops.
Wow.
So I didn't say a word. I just kept my mouth shut and thought, what am I going to say when I get to where I'm going? And I had a lot of contacts in the FSA, like really high-level guys within the Free Syrian Army. So I was just working out what I was going to say, how I was going to approach the situation, and basically try to get them to contact these high-level people. And that would hopefully secure my release. So I just stayed as calm as possible.
Wow. That has just got to be, I mean, and of course, when you're in this situation, Matt, you're thinking that this could happen, right? I mean, it's not like you, just because you're a photographer and you're documenting this, like you're going to get some sort of free pass. This, you know, I'm sure you gave thought that this is a possibility of you being captured.
Right, but I was mostly concerned at that point in time with being captured by the government.
Mm.
This is before the rise of ISIS. That's
yes.
What everybody has to remember. This is ISIS. Nobody knew who they were. They were kind of in the shadows. At this time, al-Nusra or al-Qaeda, the guys who got me, they were the number one power. They were basically running everything in terms of, you know, the extremist groups. So that was basically the way it was going there. So I knew that al-Nusra was a factor that I had to stay clear of from them and, you know, stay in the hands of the FSA. But another thing you have to take into consideration is there were three Americans missing at the time. Austin Tice, who's still missing, who disappeared outside Damascus.
Mm-hmm.
James Foley, who we all know what happened to him.
Right.
And Theo Curtis, who's that mope I got locked in a room with. So the three of them are missing, but the FBI is telling all the families, don't go public. So the Tices were the only ones to go public. So the other two who disappeared where I was, nobody knew about them. So when you did research, it appeared that, you know, abductions weren't really as rampant as they were.
And why was the FBI telling the parents not to go public?
Well, they always encourage families not to go public because once the media starts looking at the situation, they're also looking at the FBI. So, as you know, the longer the FBI can keep the media in the shadows about, you know, what's going on and people missing, nobody's really examining what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really my opinion.
So as you so now you're taken, you know, to this the place where you're going to be interrogated, and you're going to find out really what is your fate, what all are you dealing with. So you come to this place, and you know, what was the interrogation right off the bat like?
As soon as I got there, they brought me into a building. It turned out to be the Aleppo, the Children's Hospital of Aleppo, which is a pretty notorious base now with a pretty notorious prison in the basement. So they bring me downstairs into the basement, and they sit me down, and I'm still blindfolded. And one of the guys asked me if I want a glass of tea. And I was like, tea? And he's like, yeah. So I was like, yeah, sure. So he hands me a glass of tea, and again, I started thinking, like, all right, I asked for a cigarette, too, and they said no. And that's the first sign that you're with al-Qaeda because they consider smoking a sin.
Right.
So once they said no to a cigarette and criticized me for cursing because they don't like that either, I knew who had me.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to think, like, all right, what am I going to say? How am I going to approach this? They're definitely going to torture me.
Yes.
So I said to myself, well, I got to make them like me because people don't normally torture those that they like. How do you
right.
make al-Qaeda like you? So I said, I have to make them laugh.
Mm-hmm.
So when the interrogation started, I started joking around with them. And to my luck, the guy sitting right next to me, his name was General Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
He had a great sense of humor, and he ran the prison. Now, don't get me wrong. This guy will cut your head off, have a snack, and then take a nap afterwards.
Right.
But if he likes you, you're in good hands, or as good as they could be over there.
Oh, wow.
So by joking around with him and making him laugh, he really, like, I formed a connection with him straight off the bat. And my first month and 5 or 6 days there, nobody touched me. Nobody insulted me. I got VIP treatment is what I really call it. You know, I got nine blankets.
So how do you make this general laugh? I mean, you know, you say he's got a sense of humor. I mean, what do you start doing a Rodney Dangerfield stand up? I mean, what did you say to him?
I wouldn't go that far.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he lifted my cap and he smiled at me and then he lowered it back and I kind of sensed he was approachable. So I was like, can I ask you a question? And he's like, yes. So I said, are you going to kill me? And he's like, nah. So I let a few seconds go by, and then I just threw up my fist, and I screamed out, Happy New Year!
Oh.
And it was New Year's Eve, and he like jumped back, because I looked through the bottom of my cap, and he jumps back and starts smiling. And everyone in the room's like, what do you say? What do you say? And he's like, he said, Happy New Year! He said, Happy New Year! And they all start laughing.
Oh, my God.
So I was just like, all right. you know, I'm like, good job, you broke the ice, you know, keep it going, keep it going. So, yeah. So throughout the interrogation, I kept doing, you know, little things like that, like they asked me.
Matt, we got to go to break. We'll be back with Matt Schreier's story.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember?
Hello from the other side. I must have caught a thousand times.
Bill Martinez, live.
And
We're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're speaking with the first Westerner to escape an Al-Qaeda prison. We're talking about his new book, The Dawn Prayer, which releases this week. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Matt Schreier is with us telling his story. Matt, so you break the ice, you get some favor there, and I imagine here you are, you're being held captive, and you said that initially you got some favor, but it didn't last, did it?
No. 3 weeks in, I got thrown in a room with this guy, Theo Curtis, who I couldn't stand being in a room with. He was the worst part of the entire experience, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. And he motivated me to really want to escape because I wanted to get away from him more than Al-Qaeda, believe it or not.
Wow. And, this is a fellow American here, huh?
I wouldn't call him a fellow, but yeah, he was born here. Uh-huh. I wouldn't call him an American either. So he was just somebody who was born here. And I had a great escape plan. I stole a screw and a bracket from the bathroom, and we had panel doors and the thin parts of the door, the indentations. Mm-hmm. I could have perforated it with it by screwing a nail through. Mm-hmm. He refused to do it. Long story short, he demanded I do his plan and or nothing. So I tried his plan. Within 2 hours, they caught us, and I was brought into the boiler room and brutally tortured. They put me in a tire, which is kind of hard to explain. They put it around your knees, flip you over so your legs are in the air, and they whack the bottoms of your feet with a thick cable that's about as thick as a nightstick.
Wow.
I took 115 to the bottoms of my feet. There's a guy hanging above me from handcuffs from a pipe. And then from there, we were transferred to another prison, which was like the dark side of hell, I call it, and locked in a dark room for almost 40 days with barely any food, crawling with bed bugs, and yeah, it was a nightmare.
So, but meanwhile, you're still thinking, which is amazing. Did your background lead you to understand that you had to always be looking for escape, or was it just your natural survival instincts that took over?
It's both, man. I mean, anyone with any common sense knows that these guys are most likely going to kill you. I mean, mm-hmm. our government does not negotiate with terrorists, and escape is really your only option. So that was always my plan. Even after they brutally tortured me and the other guy and threw us in this new prison cell, I was still trying to get him to go along with an escape. You know, it was an old school keyhole, like that you could look through for a skeleton key.
Right. Uh-huh.
And the shower curtain rings in the bathroom where we went were wire. So I was always trying to, like, get him to go along with a plan to steal a shower curtain ring and pick the lock, and he refused to do it.
You're like MacGyver. You're MacGyver here.
Huh? Yeah, that's funny. I would always say to myself, "What would MacGyver do in this
that's
situation?"
Funny. Oh my gosh! Okay.
Or what would a soldier do in this situation?
Yes.
And you know,
right.
If you keep that mindset, you tend to think outside the box, and that's
exactly
how you're going to get outside the box, because these places you're held are not built to hold people. They're not real prisons. They're ad hoc. So if you really think hard enough and apply yourself, you can figure a way out.
Yes. And you start watching what's going on. I mean, the title of the book, Dawn Prayer, there is a reason for that. And the Dawn Prayer really adds to the opportunity for you to escape, right?
Right. By now, we're 7 months in, and we're in this basement cell and base that's used to be a DMV, and Ramadan is in full swing.
Mm-hmm.
So I figure out how to take apart the window, and after that, you know, timing is the most important thing. And over there, it's really hard to, even after you escape, it's like, when do you do it? Because you can't walk around at night in Aleppo, you'll get shot or kidnapped mm-hmm. again.
Right.
So we have to escape under the cover of darkness, but you can't get stuck walking around in it. So during Ramadan, the jihadis, they wake up super early, they eat, they pray, and then most of them go back to sleep because they don't want to be awake for, you know, 14, 15 hours when mm-hmm. they have to fast.
Right.
In that heat. So you wake up, eat, they pray, and we wait for them to go to sleep. And when they're all sleeping, about 10 minutes before sunrise, that's when we execute the escape. And you do it under the cover of darkness, but you don't get stuck walking around in it because the sun comes up a few minutes later.
Right, exactly. So when you escaped, did you escape by yourself or with the other individual that got you in trouble the first time?
No, well, he got me in trouble the first time. The second time, he refused to follow my plan. Again, he was like, I have my own plan. And I was just like, no, you have to do this. And I told them what to do. And basically, it took two attempts. The first one failed. And I learned from my mistakes. That's one thing I always try to do. And the reason why I didn't get out the window was because I was too wide. Mm-hmm. And I went with one arm over my head. But when you put both arms over your head like Superman, your shoulder is no longer in the way. Wow. And you're a lot more narrow. Mm-hmm. And I explained this to him, and he's like, no. He's like, I don't have to do that. I used to go splunking. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And because I was going first out the window, because there was a sniper on the roof across the street, you know, and he had no problem agreeing to that, he had to do certain things because he had nobody pushing him out. Like, he had to use olive oil, which I accumulated from our meals in the cup, and rub it on his body because the window was so narrow. He refused to do that. He had to level himself out with a rope that we made. He didn't refuse to use it, but he refused to tie it up and see if he was strong enough to level himself out because it took strength and agility.
Mm-hmm.
So when the time came, I get out first, and now I'm outside the window. I'm looking up, and right above me are two wide-open windows, and the lights are on with the generator running. And that means they're in there because they don't waste petrol. It's like $30 a gallon by this point.
Mm-hmm.
So I get down there, and I'm like pulling him out, and he wastes like 30 seconds to a minute trying to get out with one arm, wearing his shirt. And, you know, it was just a nightmare. And I spent like 3 to 4 minutes trying to get him out the window. I couldn't do it. I realized I could spend 3 to 4 hours, and he's just not getting out. He didn't do what
you asked him to do. Right, exactly.
Yeah, you know, and the way I explain it, because I do a lot of speaking engagements for the military, the way I explain it is, you know, escaping from prison is not like a football game where you have all of these different plays to get the ball in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
These opportunities rarely come up, if ever, and you have to plan it meticulously, and you have to be on the same page and work as a team. And when you're not doing that, you know, the chances of success are very slim.
Mm-hmm.
And in my case, you know, my plan worked, his didn't. But, you know, after I came home, I did get the Skype name to the person holding him, who's in charge of negotiations, through another prisoner that the Skype name actually got home, gave it to the FBI, told them in an email the next day, and this is all documented in my book, because
right.
it's all in emails.
Mm-hmm.
Told them the next day, look, they want to deal with Qatar. The FBI says, okay, you know, we don't talk to them. So they take the Skype name and they spy. 10 months later, James Foley gets his head cut off. 5 days later, this guy comes home in a deal negotiated by Qatar.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, you
right.
also point out, yeah, I mean, and we got a couple of minutes here, and I wish we had more time, Matt, because, again, Dawn Prayer is, you can read and get more details, but you also realize during this captivity, you say the FBI under Mueller and Comey betrayed you.
Oh, absolutely. This agent, her name was Lindsay Perotti, was in charge of the investigation, but it's not a real investigation. It's an operation.
Mm-hmm.
1 month in, they bring Canadian jihadis into the room who went over there to fight to take my financial information, social security number, everything. And they take this information, passwords to my online accounts, and they basically rob me blind of over $17,000.
Right.
In online purchases, everything you can think of, boots, sunglasses, but mostly laptops and tablets.
Right.
And the FBI was watching all of this, all of it. They were watching it all. And instead of freezing my bank accounts, they let them continue to steal the money. And when I started figuring everything out, because there were a lot of pieces to this operation, a lot of moving parts, I said to myself, why would they let them steal my money like this?
Exactly. That was my question. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and then I examined what they were buying, laptops and tablets. Now, the FBI, you know the FBI and the CIA are not going to just let those laptops and tablets get delivered into the hands of Al-Qaeda without intercepting them,
right.
Giving the IP address, giving the IP addresses, putting GPSs, microphones, whatever, software, whatever they do,
mm-hmm.
and then delivering it right into the hands of Al-Qaeda, which is really their dream come true. It's like you infiltrate the enemy without them even knowing it, and the second any one of these guys uploads an email, boom, you have all their email.
Exactly.
A Skype name, all their Skype names, contacts, everything. And then you have all their contacts and their contacts, and you build this never-ending
exactly.
Threat.
Well, Matt, we gotta have you back and continue the story. This is incredible. He is the first Westerner to escape an Al-Qaeda prison. His book, Dawn Prayer, which is releasing this week, and it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Matthew Shire on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
This report is brought to you by Esurance. A national survey of more than 1,000 U.S. drivers reveals a surprising disparity between attitudes and behavior when it comes to distracted driving. The survey was commissioned by Esurance to better understand why people get distracted when they're behind the wheel. One worrying finding is that more than 90% of those surveyed believe that texting while driving is not a good idea, but more than half of daily commuters continue to do it anyway. Stephanie Braun is the director of the Connected Car at Esurance.
Despite the fact that fatalities related to distracted driving are on the rise, the survey tells us that drivers are willing to take the risk and continue to give in to the lure of using technology while driving. We're seeing more automakers try to address the issue of distracted driving through semi-autonomous features, but nearly a third of drivers with in-car safety tech believe warnings, sounds, and alerts can be distracting as well.
For more information, visit www.esurance.com. That's www.esurance.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
You call me out from the grave, so I can live like I'm in jail. There is a new song in my soul, and it begins when I breathe in your word of life.
Bill Martinez, live.
Now, don't you love it when you can talk about things that are apolitical, you know? You know, it's just kind of fun, something that everybody can enjoy. It's the season, yes, as the weather is warming up many people, and that means, you know, for many people, it means it's time for, hey, let's go camping, huh? Who doesn't like, boy, that's about as bipartisan as you can get. Now a new report is out showing more people are taking up camping than ever before. Now joining us today is Toby O'Rourke. She is the first female president of Campgrounds of America, KOA, and she's here with the North American Camping Report. Report for 2018. Toby, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on to talk about camping.
Hey, it is. It's so much fun and a great time. People are already getting ready and getting their, you know, making sure all their equipment is all together, RVs ready to go. And but tell us about this new camping report.
Yeah, we do this report every year. It's an end-to-end look at camping, how people are camping, where they're camping, who's camping. A lot of great findings this year showing us that more and more people are camping, if you could believe it. 77 million American households say they get out and camp.
Wow.
And lots of great numbers coming from the millennials are driving this increase in camping, and a lot more diversity coming into camping, which is really exciting for us in the future outlook of the lifestyle.
So what is it about camping that has so many people wanting to get involved with it?
Well, everyone's seems to point back to the recognition of the health benefits of being outside. You know, people are very busy, stressed out. They're looking for ways to relax, clear their minds, and the outdoors is a great place for that. Definitely, you know, a lot of interest in getting their kids outside. It's a good place or a good way for people to bring family and friends together. And it's also an affordable vacation option. You know, there's usually a place to camp close to home. Most people are camping within 50 miles of home. So you can get out on a weekend or a three-day holiday and get a little break.
Yeah, like you say, I've found that getting away from the office and kind of getting off the grid, so to speak, I guess that's the terminology, camping helps you do that, doesn't it?
It sure does. You know, it seems like people are getting out to unplug, and they do that. But they're also taking along their technology because it's kind of like a Swiss Army knife. Anything you need, you can get access to in your phone with information, you know, where to go, hiking trails nearby, how to do something maybe you're not so sure about. So it's good to have it, but people are also putting that phone down and disconnecting a little bit and really enjoying themselves outside.
Exactly. Toby, you mentioned technology. How is this changing the camping experience?
Well, like I said, people are definitely taking their technology with them while they camp. I think in a lot of ways it's reducing those barriers to camping for people. You know, they're seeing friends and family post pictures of camping, so that's introducing more and more people to the lifestyle. It's also just making it more accessible. You don't have to feel like you're out there on your own. You can always get access to information. People are also using it to book their reservations. You know, our website, over half of our reservations come in online. Our mobile app is very popular, and so people are using it to explore, share while they're in the experience, and engage afterwards.
You know, some people might think camping, you know, their experience of camping was pitching a tent. But it has changed quite a bit over the years, has it not?
You know, it certainly has. There's lots of ways to camp. The majority of people still do camp in a tent. But the RV industry is booming. More and more people are in RVs, whether that's motorhomes or small ultralight trailers being pulled by SUVs to even camper vans that are essentially tents on top of vans. People are renting their RVs. The majority of people are out there from places like Cruise America or these new peer-to-peer networks like Outdoorsy that are popping up and people renting RVs from other private owners. But then cabins are extremely popular. A quarter of all new campers last year were in a cabin.
Wow.
DOA, we've got deluxe cabins that have bathrooms and kitchens and all those, you know, comforts of home, but still allow you to be outside.
Yeah, kind of still gives you the feel there. And I'm glad you mentioned KOA, not only because you're the president, but, you know, tell us, update us on what KOA has been up to.
Well, we're definitely growing ourselves. We've got over 500 locations across the U.S. and Canada. Pretty much where anyone wants to go, hopefully we're there. We've been doing a lot of modernization of our campgrounds. It's been around 56 years, so a lot of history in our brand that we're trying to keep modern and fresh for all these new legions of campers. So we've got new things like KOA Patio. So our approach to, you know, paved surfaces at every site or at different sites, whether it's RV cabins or tents with fire rings and seating areas. We've got the deluxe cabins, like I mentioned. We're putting in Wi-Fi across our parks because we know people want to have that access when they're out there. And a lot of new recreation, everything from swimming pools at most every park to mini golf courses to climbing walls, and some campgrounds even have things like zip lines.
Wow.
Stuff happening to KOA.
Well, I think people would be really surprised if they visited, even if they dropped in on a KOA and just took a tour, right?
Oh, yeah. I think people have a lot of people camped at KOA when they were kids or they've seen the roadside signs because we have been around so long.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they'd definitely be surprised to discover what's behind that yellow sign if they popped in and stayed for a weekend or even just took a drive through and explored what the local KOA has to offer.
Well, Toby, here it is with all your experience, and as I mentioned, as the president of KOA, you probably have forgotten more than most of us will ever learn about camping. So help us out here. Say we're planning a camping trip. You know, how do we start, and, you know, what's the smart way to approach this?
Well, the first thing I do would be get online and, you know, do some exploration about where you might want to go camping. I direct you to our website, KOA.com. You can find all of our locations, make your reservations, find out things to do on the campground and nearby. But we've also got a great blog, and I think there's a lot of good content out there that help people understand what to pack, you know, what to cook, things to do when you're camping, things to keep in mind. So I do a little bit of research. I definitely book early. Mm-hmm. And if you just want to get out there and try something and you're not so sure about it, you've never done this before, I would suggest trying the cabin. It's a good way to get started. You don't have to buy any equipment. You can show up and have a great weekend and see what your family thinks of it.
Yeah, and then you get to talk to other people who are, you know, at the next level, right? And learn from them and get some good ideas and network. And, you know, that's the one thing I found about camping is that, you know, people are really friendly and they love to share their experiences. And especially if you say, hey, I'm a new guy, I'm still kind of learning this thing. What do you recommend? And then they start telling you all their horrific stories and learning curve experiences
right.
that they've gone through, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, camping's extremely social. Many years ago, the phrase was coined that campgrounds are the last small town in America, because you literally you just walk the park, make new friends, talk to people, kids become friends and play all weekend long. And you know what? Our campgrounds, we've got staff there to help newbies if they have questions. We've got stores if they forget something. So it's a very social activity and bringing people together in the outdoors.
Well, speaking of this new report, Toby, was there a breakdown in terms of how many new people are coming into the camping experience every year?
Yeah, last year there was about 2.5 million new households coming into camping. And since we started doing this report in 2014, we've seen 6 million new households coming into camping. So lots of great increases. Like I said, a lot of new diversity coming in and a lot of millennials.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know that everything is always growing. It's ever dynamic. So what do you see for the future of camping?
Well, I don't think the enthusiasm is going to slow down. We've done some research this year also with teenagers, which was fun, and great enthusiasm about camping at the younger generations. Mm-hmm. They enjoy camping now with their parents. They say they like it that their parents relax when they're outside. I thought that was really poignant. They want to keep camping themselves when they become parents. And so I don't think the enthusiasm is going to wane, which is exciting. I think we're going to see a lot of more innovation coming in the RV industry, lots of new ways for people to get access to RVs and camp. And there's, you know, the new craze is glamping. Lots of unique accommodations out there, from canvas tents to teepees to covered wagons and yurts. So I think you're going to see more experiential desires on behalf of young families, and they're going to be looking for unique ways to experience the outdoors.
Well, that's a good word for the day, glamping. You start saying glamping, people think, oh, you're not a newbie anymore, huh? You're in the flow of the know. And to stay that way, Toby O'Rourke, remind everybody where they can go for all the information they need.
KOA.com.
Hey, it's just that simple. She is the first female president of KOA, the one and only Toby O'Rourke, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Toby. Happy camping.
Thank you. Have a good summer. Yes, happy camping.
You got it.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, listen up. Guns80.com sees the writing on the wall. They're after the AR-15. Courts are ruling that you don't have a right to own one. Well, you need to get your AR-15 kit right now at Guns80.com. The beautiful thing about an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com is that nobody knows you have it, not even the government. It's completely secret. Obviously, that's going to be very important in the immediate future. So get your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit, best rifle you'll ever own, $499.95, Guns80.com. Go now, Guns80.com. Get it today.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
When love broke through, you found me in the darkness, wandering through the desert. I was a homeless fool, now I'm harmlessly devoted. My chains are broken, and it all began with you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the American 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. Love to hear from you, good, bad, or indifferent. Yes, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. It's time to snuggle up to the cooler, the water cooler, and listen to what's happening around, the cooler these days. It's cold. It is not hot, although it just depends on what part of the thermostat you have to be in. Like if you're Michael Cohen, for example, and the president might be a little bit warmer than some others, to say the least. Andrea Kaye is with us, conservative radio and TV host of the Andrea Kaye Show. A.K., how are we doing?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. You know, I'm trying to avoid water coolers that have fluoride in them because there's new reports coming out that that's toxic. What isn't toxic these days, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, I got to thinking about as you were talking about this Michael Cohen raid, and it's like, you know, what was that game we used to play as kids to where it's like, oh, you're getting hotter as you're trying to find the
air. Yes, exactly.
Keep going.
Right.
That's what this is doing. I mean, in order to try to find some crime that they can hang at the feet of Trump, they're now playing the, you know, you're getting warmer game all the way to New York City and Trump Tower.
It's
outrageous.
Is this like a game of chess, Andrea? We said from the very beginning this was going to be a bit of a chess game. And it seems that, and it started, first of all, let's not forget, with Jeff Sessions, for all, I'm trying to understand in all kinds of different scenarios why Jeff Sessions would have recused himself and what he did, what he put into motion by doing that. And it seems to me that he did this without any advisement of the president or the president's men to say, look, I'm kind of feeling this way. I just kind of feel, you know, having been a senator and to kind of keep this above board, I should just, recuse myself on this. But he really made the president and the office of the presidency quite vulnerable by taking himself out like this. This is something he did himself.
Yeah, and, you know, when you think, I'm at the point of scratching my head and thinking,
guy and it was a gentleman play. I actually think that he did it knowing. I actually have come to the conclusion, and he's welcome to prove to the American people that that's not the case, that he's a willing participant in the silent coup of the President of the United States, because at this point there's no other explanation. Spending his day to San Diego to congratulate the Border Patrol for stopping boats washing ashore instead of applying equal justice under the law, which is not happening with the recusal. There's no other explanation. Where was the raid under Jeff Sessions of Perkins Coie to investigate Hillary Clinton, her campaign, and her campaign shenanigans paying a foreign agent to craft a smear campaign? Where is Jeff Sessions, where's the special prosecutor to investigate the Clinton Foundation and the pay-for-play scheme? No, Jeff Sessions literally handed President Trump on a platter to the opposition. He is the worst of the worst. President Trump has made two major mistakes. One was not firing Comey on day one, and one was not firing Jeff Sessions immediately upon recusing himself. He should have just done it. Would he be worse off today?
Well, no, he'd have been better off because he'd had somebody, offering him, some sort of necessary shielding from all this stuff. Because now it's like we're in a game of chess, and are we going to come down to a situation to where Comey has his cards, President Trump has his, and it's really Trump versus Clinton, and where Mueller, where Mueller finally says, "Look, I'll give you relief if you'll let go of Hillary Clinton."
Well, yeah, it's as though it's really Trump versus the swamp, which is both parties. Jeff, I think, in a betrayal, a gross betrayal, in a Judas move, took the position and circled the drain by recusing himself.
Mm. Yeah, it's a major.
If it's a game of chess, Trump is losing because that was his failed chess move was in keeping Comey and not firing him day one and not getting rid of Sessions after he recused himself.
Exactly. And then here we are.
I don't know how to. I don't know.
Well, what happens? You're going to go for the checkmate, and you've got to have enough power to where you win the game. And the way it's sizing up here is that Mueller has surrounded everybody with his team of former and one-time Clinton apparatchiks and supporters in that, they're coming after the president. And when you get, that kind of legal firepower, they're going to find something. I mean, look what they did with Bill Clinton. It started out with something else altogether different. And then, along the way, they find a blue dress, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, let's be honest. Who of us has every receipt for every tax deduction we've ever taken? If the government decides that they want to take us down, they can and they will find something in which to do it. And that's what.
And if the IRS happens to be listening right now, this is just an example. We're not making a serious statement that we really believe in. Okay, all right, go ahead.
Well, I mean, come on, let's be honest.
No, you're right.
When we drop off goods, we know for a fact that toaster we dropped off is exactly valued at $8.99.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no,
exactly.
We don't know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Andrea, this is a thing that's so frustrating about this. And I know that you're getting ready to head into another meeting, and I just need you for a couple more minutes. Can I have you for a couple more minutes yet, or do you have to go?
A couple more minutes. Yeah, I'm
okay.
Going to have to go in a minute.
Okay. Well, your governor is at it again, doesn't want to participate in sending the National Guard to the border. Herman Cain reported this morning that, California represents about 12% of the constituency of the American people, but gets 33% of the welfare. Maybe that's what's in it for them, huh?
Well, yeah, it's funny because the people that have led this movement of California to succeed have said that their reasons for doing it is they feel like California is carrying the weight of the nation. They're the anti-American people. And the reality is the federal taxpayers are carrying the weight for California, and they've had enough of it. And that's one reason why in 2014 they gave the Republican Party power to move about Obamacare and about sealing the border. And the Republican Party didn't do it, and they brought in an outsider to do it, and the former President Trump. And we still have a Republican Party that is not doing everything that they can do to support him, which means supporting the American taxpayer and sealing the border and stopping the scourge that we have We are $20 trillion in debt, and it's growing. And a large part of that is because of this situation, the entitlements going on, and it's directly related to the illegal immigrants coming across the border.
Well, if there's any hope for okay, I got it. All right, AK, thank you so much. You take care. All right, appreciate you checking
in. Thank you so much.
Andrea Kay with Water Cooler Talk here on Bill Martinez Live. I was just going to say to her that, and I actually say to you, ladies and gentlemen, if there's going to be any prospect of a surprise at the midterm elections, you know, you need to get activated. You heard John Rutherford. I say John Rutherford all the time because I always get him mixed up because he is the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute. I meant John Whitehead. I heard him say earlier that we're spending 10 hours a day on all these visual devices, and we're so connected that we're wasting time here, and especially when it comes to our government. You know, the Constitution says we the people, which means we the people have the power. But if we're not going to exercise, if we're not going to activate that power, then you have the 21st century America in which we live in today, where the elites are happy to take the keys and take the car and run amok on us and run up, as Andrea Kay just said, you know, it's $21 trillion in counting of debt. And that's only top line. I mean, the top line responsibility, or I should say even the bottom line after everything is added up, is in excess of $200 trillion. You know, that's amazing. And that's our liability, ladies and gentlemen. And we continue to put ourselves in a precarious, insecure position because we're beholden to other people. And, you know, we've been warned in the very documents even before we had the Constitution in the Bible in which we believe in. It says that we are not to be a borrower. And here we are. We're borrowing money and we're, you know, at the expense of the future generation. I got to think at some point the future generation, and it may be when we're already dead and gone and they go to our graves and say, thank you very much. Look what you've done to us. Right now we have an opportunity because of the president and his forward thinking and his ambition to get us out of this debt, and knows that at the core of this is having jobs and a gross domestic product that's on the rise. Remember, after Barack Obama, the CBO, this is a government office, said, look, the best you can hope for is maybe 2% growth. And Trump kind of laughed at him, and they laughed at him because he was thinking more like 3 and, you know, seeing 5 and even upwards of, you know, 6% possibly in GDP. And they thought, well, you know, he's as goofy as Mitt Romney is for thinking that it's the Russians that had all the problems. If you remember, Barack Obama said, hey, look, the 80s have called and they want their foreign policy back. Well, who's the joke on now? But this is, you know, the administration, the president that led our country down the wrong yellow brick road, so to speak, compromised our national security and left this new president with his hands full. You know, as he said on that that first week coming out in the Rose Garden, looking at the press and goes, wow, this is a mess. I mean, and you see that look on his face. And it was quite revealing, that look, to give us an indication that our government is more messed up than we thought. A lot of the people on Main Street and the dining tables across this country knew that there was something awfully bad. But the president, in my estimation, confirmed it. But if we're going to do something different for these midterm elections, and, you know, we squash all prospect of a Nancy Pelosi leadership once again, you need to get activated. You need to make sure you get out there and vote. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the
the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Anytime, any